L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. Had some good news this week.
Okay.
There's a movie coming out, I think this year. The remaking, wait for it, Highlander.
Okay.
Is that it?
I'm not really into it.
The movies haven't been, like, I think the last one were in 2007, but we forget that one. That was a bad one. But with special effects and everything nowadays, and all this AI shit, it's going to be a pretty good movie, I think.
You're well into that series. Like, you are so content. Like, I've never seen you so happy as when you just sat watching through Highlander.
Because it's got everything I like.
I think it's also a nostalgia thing for you as well.
It's got history. It's got fighting. It's got swords. That's about it.
That's about it. That's
about it. No, but it's just good because, like...
Your man in it. No, I do like the main guy, and I think he's really good.
Duncan. Duncan MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod.
Oh, well, I was going to use the actual actor's name, Adrian Paul, but yeah. Duncan.
No, it like what I like about it is, you know, one episode, it could be the Civil War in America.
Mm.
Flashbacks to Civil War in America. And then the next one, it could be World War One. Then you could have ancient fucking Rome.
Do you know what makes me laugh about this? I get what you're saying. Yeah, you like the back and forth. But when we watched Lovely Bones, mind was fucked up. Do you remember the young girl who gets killed?
No.
Okay. Well, we were watching that. And in that movie, it's like jumping back and forth between like different settings. You know, like what was happening like present day to remembering back to... her trapped in the kind of limbo type of thing. And you're like, what is happening? I don't understand anything.
No, I don't remember that.
He blocked it out.
Was this years ago?
It was about 2 weeks ago. you were like, oh, I've never seen it. Oh, everyone says it's great. And I was like, it is good. Let's watch it.
No.
And you were very upset by it.
I'm drawing a blank.
You didn't like the ending either.
Didn't I?
No.
I'll take your word for it. So, enough about Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that's what we're covering today.
No, it's not. No.
What have you got for me today?
Today we're going to talk about the murder of journalist Kim Wall.
Is that the Irish one?
No.
Oh. No, what, that's a big thing over here.
Oh, you're thinking about Veronica Guerin.
Where the IRA shot her at the traffic lights.
Not exactly, but yeah.
I forgot that pretty wrong.
You got a bit wrong. I know what you're on about though, yeah. That's another great movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
They were on a motorbike, weren't they, in the shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who's Kim Bell?
Wall.
Kim Wall. Who's Kim Wall?
Like I just said, she was a journalist. It's in the title. Kim Wall was a journalist, Neil. I'm Megan. This is a podcast.
And I promise, all I've had is water.
Mm.
Oh no, I've had a coffee.
You had a coffee. You're all hopped up. Jumped up. Yeah. Kim Isabel Frederica Wall was born on the 23rd of March, 1987, to parents Joachim and Ingrid Wall. Kim grew up in the town of Trelleborg, Sweden. Again, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. I tried. As she got older and started to think about what she wanted to do in life, she decided to follow in her parents' footsteps and enter into the world of journalism. Kim would go on to spend huge amounts of her time travelling to various countries all over the world due to her passion as a journalist. Uganda, Cuba, the Marshall Islands, and that's just to name a few. And at one point, she was actually in North Korea.
That's a bit risky.
Oh, it's a risky little game.
I would never go. Yeah, it's a struggle to get out, isn't it?
It can be difficult, yeah. But I like, you can go as a tourist.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if you're a native,
if you're a journalist, I imagine.
Yeah,
that's a slightly different situation.
Well, didn't that happen with weren't Louis Theroux? It was someone like Louis Theroux. I think someone said he was a cheap version of Louis Theroux, and
David Ferrier was it?
I don't know. And I think it was North Korea he was at, and he'd recorded the president, and then he was trying to get out of the country, and they were after him. He nearly didn't get out. Oh no, I think they caught him. And he had to, did he have to delete the footage or something? But yeah, I think for a native.
I think I know what you're on about, but I can't quite remember.
And I think for a native, it's punishable by death if they leave.
No good. Now, one of the stories that she wrote, I was very interested in this one, Neil.
Okay.
So one of the stories was actually about an underground internet provider who would distribute episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians in Cuba.
Fuck off.
I thought that was worth noting.
Yeah.
And I think it goes without saying, throughout her career, Kim had travelled to some dangerous spots, particularly as a female journalist.
Yeah.
And although undeniably proud of their daughter, her parents would obviously worry about her. Before Kim started her career, Kim studied at Lund's University in Sweden, graduated from London School of Economics and Political Science, where she studied international relations. She also spent time at the Beijing University, as well as graduating from Columbia University, where she would study international affairs. And she was top for class.
Hmm.
So, she's putting us to shame here.
I don't think I've ever been top in my class.
During her career as a freelance journalist, Kim had her work published in the likes of The Guardian, The New York Times, Vice, and Time magazine.
Oh.
So she's fucking doing it, like.
Yeah, yeah.
As a journalist, Kim focused on stories about identity, gender, and subcultures, and the social justices or injustices surrounding such topics. She had been described as someone who gave a voice to the voiceless, a talented, brilliant young woman. And I think it's fair to say that Kim was someone who was intelligent, compassionate, incredibly curious, and well-travelled. On the 11th of August 2017, Kim's boyfriend contacted the police. He told them that Kim had arranged to meet inventor/entrepreneur Peter Madsen on his submarine the previous day. Now, the day before, on the 10th of August, Kim and her boyfriend, Ulla, were actually about to throw a party.
We're not breezing past that. You said the name wrong. I've told you, it's Ollie.
I really don't think it's Ollie. I've looked up pronunciations of it.
Yeah.
And it's all coming up as Ulla. You're basing this off of one person.
Right. There's a speedway rider from back in day, Ollie Olsen.
Do you know what?
Not Ulla Olsen.
Do you know what?
Ollie Olsen.
Do you know what annoys me about this as well? You've asked another person, someone who speaks another language,
yeah,
who may have heard it more commonly where they're from.
Yeah, she was wrong as well.
And she said Ulla, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was wrong as well. I'm pretty sure it's Ollie. I'd put everything I own on Ollie.
It was a farewell do before Kim and Ulla were to move to Beijing on the 16th. But Kim receives a message that same day, and it was from Peter Madsen, who Kim had previously contacted about setting up an interview. So Kim and Peter arranged to meet at 7 p.m. that evening and spend 2 hours interviewing him on a submarine. So let's talk a bit about Peter Madsen. He's a bit of a head the ball.
For some reason, that name sounds familiar.
You might have heard about this case. It was fairly well publicised, I'd say.
I don't remember anything to do with a submarine, but that name, Peter Madsen.
Well, Peter Madsen was born in Denmark on the 12th of January, 1971, to parents Carl and Annie Madsen. Peter had three older brothers from Annie's previous relationships. Peter's father, who was 30 years Annie's senior, was described as authoritarian, jealous, and violent. He was alleged to have been abusive towards his three stepchildren, causing Annie to take her children and leave the relationship when Peter was just 6 years old. As far as I'm aware, Peter stayed with his father and his mother left with her other children. It was said that Peter and his father both were fascinated by war. Now, nothing wrong with having an interest in that part of history.
Yeah.
But pair that with the fact that they're both very interested in rockets and the construction of rockets, I'd say keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
During his years in primary and secondary school, Peter's interest in the engineering of rockets had really begun to grow. He built his first rocket in his father's workshop. And in 1986, he launched this rocket, reaching heights of 330 feet.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's pretty good going. He was still a teenager then.
That's fucking high.
Mm.
Well, I don't need to tell you that's high. Fuck me.
That's much further than I can reach. He did go on to study engineering, but he fucked that off when he felt as though he had learned enough. In 2008, he co-founded the Copenhagen Suborbitals with Christian von Bengsten. Their goal was to launch a manned rocket into space. Why is it that like so many people are like fascinated by that?
Like, space.
Yeah, like it is interesting and I get it, but so many people want to be the one to do that.
But the way you got to look at it is, if you're not interested, like...
No, I know, I'm not interested.
In that, it's the same as... Why would you want to go to China and see what their culture's like? It's a different culture.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, obviously, we need people like him because I'm not going to do it, so you need to.
So, like, why would you travel anywhere and see anything new?
No, I get that. But I feel like there's so many people who want to be the one to have done this. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they have to
be
noted in some way.
Yeah, it's like when they spot not a meteor. Is it a meteor?
Asteroid?
When they spot an asteroid, meteor. It's like, I get my name.
Yeah. What?
Why did you say the other word?
I think you might be right. I don't know. Help.
If there's any physicists. No, not physicists. Astrophysicists.
We'll probably have to cut this out. This is just rambling shit. But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like.
No, I don't.
Okay. You have higher goals and aspirations than me. I'm a very dull person, clearly.
Which people are going to notice if they come to see us at CrimeCon. I'll be able to have a full conversation with you, laughing and joking, and Megan will just be sat there. Oh, right, while we're on this subject, I just really want to say this. If you are going to CrimeCon and Megan sat there looking like she's better than you, she doesn't think that. She has what we call a resting bitch face.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. You're making me seem horrible here. I don't actually mean to come off as unapproachable as I am. I don't realise I look like this.
Yeah.
It's just my face. So, yeah, they had this goal of launching a manned rocket into space. It all fell to shit when there was some disagreements that happened, much of which was pointed towards Madsen and his ego. Always the way. Madsen would go on in his career to build three submarines, the UCI Freya, the UC-2 Kraka, and the UC-3 Nautilus. I was trying to remember how to pronounce that. It's Nautilus, isn't it?
Nautilus. We used to have a vape called Nautilus.
Nautilus.
Yes.
Nautilus.
Nautilus.
Did I say that right then?
Nautilus.
And the rest is Nautilus. Just interrupt me. Nautilus. Like we mentioned
earlier. Nautilus.
Yes.
Can you just tell me to...
No, I didn't mean interrupt the next line.
Oh.
Like we mentioned earlier, he was an inventor/entrepreneur, or as he had coined himself, inventrepreneur.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, dick.
There's always one knob like that, isn't there?
Yeah. Has to be different.
But he's an incel.
I will mention that he was married, but his wife's identity is unknown as she wishes to remain anonymous.
Is it possible these days?
To remain anonymous?
Yeah. Especially if it's to do with a case
or anything.
I couldn't
find anything about her.
I think it'd be very hard, even if you wanted to not be known.
Mm.
If someone's digging, they're going to... She must have not had social media or...
Well, look, I didn't find anything about her, but to be honest with you, I didn't go looking. Once I heard that she didn't want to be involved,
yeah,
it was like, leave her be, you know? Now, his work has been fairly well publicised and somewhat of a celebrity, I'd say.
To who?
Well, I assume in Denmark.
The average Joe or just to people who are into space?
I didn't know who he was until this case came out. But I don't know. I don't know if it's, like you said, within his work, his community, or if it's like Denmark,
yeah,
where he's from. So Peter is described as being eccentric, uncompromising, and he did not like to be contradicted. He was also said to have developed an interest in BDSM.
That's whips and chains, isn't it?
Yeah. And the like, yeah.
Look, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the most consensual fucking...
This is the
safest fucking thing out there. But not thing. But it's the most consensual and, like, respectful sexual community there is.
Yes. And that's the thing. When I was writing this, I wanted to be careful because I know they can get targeted for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Because he's into some other stuff.
Okay.
So it was also reported that he enjoyed attending fetish parties where he would dress in a naval uniform. He would then seek out partners to engage in his sexual fantasies.
Just marching about like John Travolta.
Like, wait, what? John Travolta?
Didn't he do the... He did what? The dancing shit.
That was Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah?
No, he's just in a white suit.
No.
Yes.
Because Ross fucking did it.
No, that was Officer and Gentleman. That wasn't John Travolta.
Oh, okay.
He was also said to have loaned out his submarine for the filming of pornographic films. Or maybe it was just one film, but yeah. Do you want to know the name of the film?
Going Down...
No. It's not like some submarine pun.
Okay.
Thunder Pussy.
Now, how long did it take him to come up with that gem?
It's good, isn't it? Team of writers.
So, let me ask, whilst researching, how deep into research do you get? Are you looking into...
No, I didn't approach this movie in any way, shape, or form. I don't need that.
You don't know. It could have been a fucking hidden gem. That could be an Oscar winner.
Well, apparently, he may have even acted in a few films himself.
Okay. Making a bit of pocket money on the side.
But Peter's sexual desires went beyond just fantasy and BDSM. Dating back as far as 2010, Peter had downloaded various videos of women being tortured and killed, which the police believe to be actual snuff films.
Fucking hell.
His internet history included searches for execution, dismemberment, and beheading. Which, you know, unless he's doing some research for his own true crime podcast, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I don't know, but I'm fairly certain if I Googled stuff like that, it wouldn't come up. Like, maybe a description of the meaning and stuff like that. But
obviously, researching for the episodes, I'm coming across some heavy shit.
Yeah. But
when I search it, I'm very careful of what I search. It's always like... directed to a topic or like certain words where I don't literally just look up like beheading, dismemberment, know what I mean?
That's how clueless I am because I don't do it. If I was to search on Google a video of a woman being beaten to death, a video of a woman being beaten to death isn't going to come up, I would have thought.
Yeah, you'd hope.
So how about his searches, unless he's got dark web? Okay.
I'd imagine so. So, footage of a woman being decapitated was found on his hard drive. Peter claims the hard drive was not his. That money was just resting in my account.
Holding it for a friend.
So, going back to the day that Kim went to meet with Peter, 10th of August 2017, at approximately 7 p.m, Kim arrived at the harbour to meet up with Peter, and the two boarded a submarine, the Nautilus. By 1:43 a.m, Kim and Peter were still not back at the harbour. This is when Kim's boyfriend called the police. At 10:30 a.m, there was a sighting of the submarine. By 11 a.m, it had started to sink and a rescue team was sent out. So the rescue team get there. Obviously they see Peter and all.
Yeah.
Kim was not there. So no sight of her. Peter claims he dropped her off on land. But they're thinking, no, there's something fucking sus. Why wouldn't she have contacted her boyfriend? Yeah. You know, what have you. So Peter was arrested and charged with negligent manslaughter. Now, Peter's story.
Oh, God.
He can't quite make up his mind about what actually happened. So initially, he claimed that he had dropped her off at 10:30, safe and sound. A nearby restaurant owner told police that the area was well covered by CCTV and he gave them the footage. So they were able to determine that that was just a load of bollocks.
So let me guess, was it one of them?
Oh.
Could
have been...
Basically.
11? It could have been 11.
Sometime between 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
So, no, once that's...
Or was it... No, I dropped her off.
No, just I did. Stick to it. No, stick to the lie. No, he definitely didn't stick to his story. Once they told him, you're talking shit. We know you're talking shit. Come on.
Yeah.
I can't... Like, this fucking guy, his next story is that there was a terrible accident. Okay?
Okay.
You know the hatch of the submarine?
Yeah.
Big, heavy, weighs about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
That fell, hit Kim on the head, and that he had dumped her body out in the bay. That's still not great, Peter.
No.
No, you can't do that. You can't just go around disposing of bodies willy-nilly.
Yeah.
His next story was that Kim had died of carbon... I can't, I like this fucking guy. He has another story for you as well. Another theory as to what happened.
Another theory?
Yeah, well...
Oh, so he doesn't know.
Three different stories, Neil. His next story was that Kim had died of carbon monoxide poisoning inside the sub while he was still up on the deck. He said, when I finally managed to open the hatch, a warm cloud hits my face. I find her lifeless on the floor. I squat next to her to try and wake her up. Now, bear in mind, there's no body. So they don't know what the fuck has really happened.
He said he dumped it on the bay.
He says that, but again, they haven't found the body yet. They don't know. It just sounds like one of those, like, I'll admit to some wrongdoing, but not the whole thing. It wasn't until the 21st of August when a passing cyclist would spot something on the beach. It was a woman's torso, which had been weighted down with metal pipes.
Just the torso?
Yes. On the 6th of October, police divers and cadaver dogs were able to find and subsequently identify Kim's head, legs and clothes. A knife was also found. And 6 days later, a saw was also found in the water.
Fair fucks to him for finding stuff.
Yep. On the 21st and 29th of November, police divers were able to find Kim's arms. So they're literally having to piece together her body. Yeah. It's fucking horrific.
But fair fucks to him.
Mm.
Like, water's one of the fucking safest places to dump a body.
Well, bear in mind, this was the 10th...
To not be found.
This was the 10th of August that she met with Peter Madsen.
Yeah.
We're now at the end of November.
Yeah, yeah.
So for them to still be going out and being able to find it.
Yeah.
Fair play to them. So, obviously, like we said, when they got to the submarine, there was no sign of Kim.
Hmm.
After they had investigated, Kim's blood was found in the submarine, and police believe that Peter deliberately sunk the submarine in an effort to conceal his crime.
See, how much would that submarine be worth?
Oh, Jesus, I don't even know how much. I can't even take a rough guess. But, like, he's a fucking, like, this head case inventor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, I mean, this seems like he was living out his fantasy.
Yeah.
Of, like, getting this girl on board and doing, you know. So Peter's final story, the one that he tries to stick with, is that Kim supposedly died of carbon monoxide.
Binoxide?
Binoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Peter tells police that he tried to dispose of her body after she had died, but after trying for an hour, he gave up and began to dismember her body.
He gave up?
That was something he previously denied doing as well.
Yeah.
Like, this prick is just flip-flopping all over the gaff. Now, as for her cause of death, an autopsy report shows no signs of exhaust fumes in Kim's lungs and no sign of blunt force trauma to the head. So that's also the hatch theory.
Yeah.
Fucked. But there are stab wounds found to her genitals and her rib cage.
Is he going to say a shark teeth?
No.
Oh.
The stab wounds are thought to have happened around or shortly after death. Traces of Peter's DNA were found on Kim's body as well. So it's still not entirely clear what the cause of death is.
Mm.
On the 16th of January 2018, Peter is charged with murder, indecent handling of a corpse, and sexual assault. So Peter goes to trial on the 8th of March, and he admits to dismembering Kim's body, but sticks to his story that he did not intentionally kill her. The prosecution paint this picture that Peter Madsen is a sadistic shite-hawk who lived out his fantasy of torturing and killing a woman. The prosecution believed that it was Peter's intent to make his own snuff film with Kim as his unwilling participant.
Did he record it?
I haven't heard that. That's a... I agree with them. I fully believe that was his intention.
Yeah. I'm undecided.
Well, when speaking about the dismemberment, he told the court, "In my shock, I thought it was the right thing to do."
What was?
Dismember her.
Why?
Like, it makes no sense. She accidentally... Like, it's not like you did something and accidentally killed her.
Yeah.
Like, let's say if he went to throw something to her, like, "Oh, here, catch this," hit her in the head, she knocked out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's all right. But this is completely accidental, according to him. Why is your next go-to dismemberment?
Yeah.
So, remember the horrific content that was found on his hard drive?
Mm-hmm.
Although the court was not shown the videos that were found on his computer, the judge did watch them with the sound on. So, the whole courtroom was just listening to the screams of a woman who was being tortured. So, obviously, that's horrifically traumatic.
Yeah.
The judge would then ask the prosecution not to produce any further evidence found on Peter's hard drive, as it was just too much for people to take. On the 25th of April, Peter was found guilty on all three charges. Peter would later appeal his sentence. He felt that life was disproportionate for the crime he had committed.
What?
Yeah. He thought it was too harsh for what he had done.
He's like, "Calm down, lads. It's a tad harsh."
Yeah. He's fucking insane, this lad. I mean, luckily they told him to get fucked.
Yeah.
So afterwards, in a 2020 documentary, when asked if he had killed Kim, he said, "Yes, it's my fault she died." Which...
Yeah. What a prick.
We know it's your fault. Just fucking say it. Tell us exactly what happened.
Because of the water, they won't be able to do a rape kit.
Well, they did find trace of his DNA on her body.
Oh, okay.
But as far as I know, it was very small amounts, so I assume they weren't able to really determine anything. But my theory is what the prosecution said. You know,
sexual pleasure.
Exactly. He had this whole fantasy and he was going to do it. As for how she was killed, I think it was probably laceration to her throat.
Mm.
I think that would make the most sense because they can't obviously see on her body.
Into like beheadings and...
Well, yeah, he was into beheadings. There was the videos on his computer of it, not just the searches. But also, if he was going to dismember her body, it's not going to be an obvious, "Oh, that's how she died."
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm surprised he didn't say shark attack. He could have said, like, I don't want to improve his lies. He could have said, "We came up to the surface and she insisted she wanted to go for a swim.
I said, no, no, Kim.
I said, no, 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 that's not safe. There are sharks and other creatures what could tear your limb from limb." And she said, "No, no, Peter, I want to go for a skinny dip." And she went off into the ocean swimming and a shark got her. But no, he didn't even have to say a shark got her. He could say, "She went off swimming and she never came back and I couldn't find her. And you found her in pieces. A shark must have got her."
Ladies and gentlemen, the former defence for Peter Madsen. He paints quite a picture, doesn't he? So that's basically it for Peter Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a bit about the remembrance of Kim Wall. A website has been set up in remembrance of Kim and the work she did. The website is rememberingkimwall.com and I will link it in the bio. On this website, you can read all the amazing tributes that have been written for Kim. Her parents have also wrote a book called A Silenced Voice about Kim's life and her murder. Her parents have also helped in the production of a television series about the murder called The Investigation. They've also set up the Kim Wall Memorial Fund. Their aim is to help young female journalists get out there and find stories. They said, "It gives us meaning to tell the world who Kim was. Let her be remembered not as a crime victim, but for the daughter, fiancé, sister, journalist and friend she was. She was a talented, brilliant young woman. We hope she is remembered like that. Now Kim can't go abroad and make those stories. It gives us hope that others can. We know for many, many years we'll be able to send out young female journalists all over the world in Kim's spirit. We think it's important that we tell young people to do what Kim did, go out in the world and make a difference. Even if you come from a small town like Kim did in Sweden, you can go out and have the entire world as long as you're working. And fair folks, some her parents are fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
They're not going to kind of deny what happened to Kim. They still want to talk about it, but they're still saying, well, now that Kim can do it, why don't you kind of almost continue on in her work? And, you know, from such a horrific thing that happened to Kim, they've been able to
do good.
Yeah. Like, it's not just, you know, it's wonderful that they're remembering Kim, but they're actively trying to help other young female journalists.
Yeah. The bit I can't seem to get over is, and it just goes to show. So she was from Sweden, and all it took was going to Denmark, and it ended her life. Whereas she'd been to Cuba, North Korea. She'd been to all these dangerous fucking places. And it was Denmark. Just meeting up with someone in Denmark. I fucking hit the ball.
Even when it was North Korea, I always knew it was Denmark. Yeah, I think, as far as I'm aware, her boyfriend's apartment was like basically right next to it. Like, it wasn't like she had to travel to Denmark. So it wasn't even like she was going out of her way for this.
It was local.
It was literally just, I'll pop down, we'll do this, and then I'll go back and, you know, it's fucking crazy. You're right, mad bastard, that lad. Madsen bastard. You like that? You can have that one.
So, what have you got for us? Oddity-wise, I don't like the way you're stretching.
Are you ready?
She's fucking limbering up here, lads. Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, Brazilian edition.
There's another one.
There's another one.
Oh, fuck.
It's fucking terrible. So a woman by the name of Erica decided it would be a good idea to wheel her deceased uncle into the bank and try to withdraw money from his account. Why is it the uncle again? It was the uncle the last one.
Did she put a hat on him?
No. There is a video of it.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So, like I just said, there's a video. An employee at the bank began filming her during this. I'm guessing, you know,
straight away the worker was like, he's fucked.
Something's not right here. I know about them Irish. They be doing this. She's trying it now. So here's the thing. Apparently her uncle had approved the loan before he had died, but without his signature, she couldn't withdraw the funds.
Don't tell me she was like holding his hand with the pen.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Now, I didn't see the whole video. I watched like a blurred video because I think it's a bit gross having literally, you know, but you can hear her speaking. So this is translated, so apologies if it's not exactly right. But in the video, Erica is saying something along the lines of, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way. I can't sign for you. What I can do, I'll do. Sign here. Same's the document. Sign so you don't need me." Sorry. "Sign so you don't give me any more headaches." It's fucking twisted. It's so bad.
Fuck's
like, can you imagine the worker in that bank?
We need to do more digging to see how many Weekend at Bernie's there is.
I'd say there's a lot. Like, this is insane. This is outrageous. Like, the fact that she's like, oh, just sign here. You're pissing me off.
So let me guess, did he die of natural causes? So he'd approved the loan. He'd applied for the loan.
Yeah. She was going to get the money.
Yeah.
But he had passed. And
then he died of natural causes. So she took him into the bank.
I didn't see what his cause of death was.
Oh.
But luckily,
these auditors are getting less and less informational.
They're not meant to be. Stop doing that. You're making it terrible. You need to stop. Honestly, you're making it sound so fucking bad. The anxiety I have every time I do an oddity. Luckily, Erica was arrested and now faces charges of embezzlement and vilification of a corpse. Can you believe it?
Fucking hell, another one.
Another one. Do you know what gets me?
Do you know how much the loan was for?
No.
So we don't even know.
I might have, but I literally kept it to the...
Yeah.
I mean, do you know, I said to you the other day, oh, I'm a bit worried. I think some of the oddities are shite. I kind of want them to all be kind of darker stuff. And then some of them, I feel like I'm just like throwing random shit at you. But like, I can't not tell you.
I think my favourite oddities are the ones what are more random, like this, Mike the Headless Chicken.
Do Do you know, because
stuff like that.
In my mind, when I first started, I was like, oh, yeah, we'll do the oddity thing. It's going to be just a quick little story at the end. Just give you an extra little thing. If you want to go and look further into it, great. Or we might come back to it for an episode if there's enough of a story to do for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I will correct you. The whole point of the oddities at the start was to calm me and the rest of the listeners down after listening to horrific... after listening to a bad episode, I can't say it.
Horrific.
A horrific.
A. If you say a horrific, would that be easier for you?
Okay. After listening to a horrific.
A terrible story.
After listening to a terrible case.
Yeah.
It was supposed to like lessen the blow and make us laugh. Mm. And then you started going into like bag murders and fucking, what else? What other dark shit?
Shoving a lump of garlic up someone's arse.
No, that's funny. That's funny. But then you started getting into like murders and stuff.
Oh, and it wasn't garlic. It was ginger.
Yeah, it was ginger.
Yeah. Get it right. Don't want to be giving false information on this podcast.
This is all, I'm scrapping all that. A horrific.
But the oddity thing, in my mind, it was a lot more like cohesive. Mm. And then it kind of becomes random shite, which I don't know, maybe it's a good thing because you don't know what you're going to get. Or maybe people are like, what is this
fucking
shit?
Forrest Gump here.
You never know what you're going to get. I don't, like, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Do you feel like I'm literally just throwing shite at the wall and seeing what sticks? Or
No. Like,
you're enjoying them so far?
I enjoy the oddities.
Okay.
But cool. I'm easily entertained.
Because every time I do an oddity, Neil's looking like, is that it? Is there no more? I'm like, it's literally meant to be a quick little thing. I'm sorry.
A second weekend at Bernie's.
Mm.
We'll try and find more.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.